Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Clive Lambert, who's director at Futures Techs. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, fine, thank you, Zach. Yeah, morning.
Morning to you. I believe that you are in a bullish mode today. Is that correct?
If we're looking at equity markets, which I think is what I thought I'd go through the charts on today, then yes, I don't think there's too much to say on the bear front, but there are a few hints, and I thought we'd have a look at those things.
Okay, let's go for that. All right. So the S&P, it's been toying with this, well, I suppose it's 2,400 on cash and, 2,440 on futures?
2,443 was last Friday's high on the futures and was swiftly followed by a 30-point sell-off, which actually extended last week's range by double what it had been to that point. You know, we'd had a very quiet 15-tick range last week until Friday. But then, and the net result on Friday was a long-legged doji, a candle with lots of shadow, not much body. But really, it didn't do too much damage to the bull story. We had 24.12 low in the futures wasn't really. It didn't do too much damage, and sure enough, we've been rallying again since. And there's an uptrend line we can stick on there. That's at 24.25 today.
Okay.
There's our two key levels there, 24.25 and 24.12 on the futures, and unless we break either of those, you can't really do anything other than continue to back that one.
Okay. Next contender, the DAX, which also looks quite sprightly.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we've got a trend line to reference there, which is at 12,680 around there. So Nothing to be too overly worried about unless that broke. We've also got support level at 12,633 and 12,500. We are rolling over to the September contracts on these in the next few days, so there may be some roll-related volatility over the next few days, which is worth looking out for. The other thing that's a bit of a theme on all of the charts that I'm showing today is this sort of there is signs, the RSI showed on that DAX chart quite a significant bearish divergence. You know, RSI was overbought, and the high for RSI was the start of May. We've made new highs for price since then, but lower highs for the RSI, so that's that bearish divergence evidence evident on that chart, and a small warning, let's say.
Okay, especially if you don't break that line, that trend line from May, the RSI trend line.
But all the time that's not really a trend line, it's just showing the divergence there. You would actually get the sell signal, what's called a top failure swing sell signal, if we sold off, if we had an RSI reading below 50, and that's the actual, that's the signal that you would, that we're waiting for. So both, RSI is giving you a warning, but the price chart is holding that trend line. You still can't get in the way of it.
Okay, next up we've got Euro stocks.
Triangle, pennant, call it what you like. We've been consolidating over recent months in that one. The bottom line of the consolidation is 35.30 to 35. So all the time we're holding there, and we keep finding buyers there. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. Still. Very easy. This is the most difficult one.
All of these charts they've got reference levels to say stay bullish, which does make it easy. But as long as you know where they are, then you can say, well, okay, we will just stick with the trend unless we see these levels breaking. And I think that's the point I'm trying to get across, really. The last chart is a little bit more interesting, and there's a bit more of a warning on here, I would say, which is the FTSE futures, which yesterday opened above Monday's close, and then sold off through the course of the day, and actually posted something called a dark cloud cover formation. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't generally one of the strongest candlestick reversal patterns in the world, although with the FTSE, it is. And if you look back on the chart, and you can go back years, all the major highs, most of the major highs in my career there's been a dark cloud cover pattern on the FTSE. You know, the April 16 high, the June 07 high, the May 06 high, even go back to February 94, there was a significant high that all had this pattern in and around the highs, dark cloud cover. And that was what yesterday was. Now, today, so far, we're rallying. And we're almost saying, no, forget that, don't worry about it. So again, with anything, with candlesticks, I always say, look, you know, identify the patterns. Okay, there they are, but we need confirmation. Where's the last, you know, and if you're in a nice rising trend, what was the last higher low? We ask that level to break to confirm the pattern. In the FTSE, in the futures, 73.70 to 73.90 is a big area. And I'd say, really, as long as we're holding above there, everything's okay. The bulls, you know, don't need to be sweating. And be careful how I say that. And yeah. Everything's fine. No?
So, I mean, the worst scenario here, we just have, you'd have a chop between 7,400 and 7,550 and never really quite break out or just be volatile and messy. So that might be a dark cloud clever message, let's say.
Well, I mean, it's a warning, but unless we start to break some proper support level, some support levels, I don't think we need to heed the warning too seriously. You know, I think with the FTSE, maybe Friday's price action was a bit of a message. You know, we had the election, whatever you want to call it. I've got a word for it, but I wouldn't use it on vision. And the FTSE recovered really well, didn't it, from the overnight lows. And, you know, I think maybe there's a message in that in itself, that these markets aren't ready to go down yet. But and obviously we've got the Fed tonight as well, so there's something else to throw into the equation. Overall, equity markets still bullish, but there's a few warning signs out there that says you know, we need to maybe beware.
What would be your trade of the day out of those then? Is that the DAX, or which one is the easiest one to get a handle on?
I think that the DAX has got a nice area around 12,800 that you might look to buy a dip to. That's 50 ticks below where we are as we talk. So, you know, have a look around there for signs of the buyers returning later on today.
We certainly will. Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Zach. Have a good day.